A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Well, you always hear the saying, it's never too early to talk about the upcoming weekend.
Wonder who taught me that one.
Yeah, I did. But we have to talk about next week. I don't have any
good
saying.
Are you going to talk at all?
Yeah, I don't have any saying for that. Well, if I knew I kept quiet for a second, you'd jump in.
You've never kept quiet for more than a second.
Yeah. You could never let me have the last word, could you?
No.
Okay. All right, you're listening to the Weather Insider Podcast for Friday, that I do know. I'm going to say it's May 13th.
Oh, it's Friday the 13th.
It's Friday the 13th.
Oh, creepy.
I forgot about that.
Don't walk under any ladders today.
Real quickly, what a day we had yesterday. I'm going to get to the what was clearly a derecho in a second, but fires burning in the Southwest. We had fires in near Colorado Springs yesterday.
The airport
got closed down for a bit
because
of that. That's where we were talking about the winds. But you have an update on the biggest fire burning right now in New Mexico. We're getting closer and closer to history.
Yeah, we are. And that's not good. We don't like that. But here's the deal. So the Hermit's Peak Calf Canyon fire, this is the one we've been watching really closely for the last few weeks, really. It's been burning for give or take about 3 weeks or so. And this fire is now 270,000 acres. I spent my morning doing a little elementary school math because, you know, why not?
I may add, it took a while. We had to have three calculators.
Shut up, Bernie. No one asked you, okay?
I didn't mean to interrupt. Go right ahead.
Yeah, okay. Well, it is impressive, though. I mean, I crunched some of the numbers just to kind of put in perspective how big this fire actually is. It's about the size currently of 320 Central Parks. So if you spend a lot of time in New York, think about that. Think about how long it takes to walk from one side of Central Park to the other. 320 of those. It's also the size of about one-third of the state of Rhode Island. That is ridiculous. And unfortunately, in the Southwest, we're losing the wind a little bit, but as we head into the weekend, we build the heat back with that ridge. So unfortunately, you know, as one threat recedes, one gains some ground, and that's kind of our issue.
I suspect that, you know, unfortunately, the heat, I bet you there's going to be more fires that get sparked up. It's just too dry. But I do think the lack of wind, I think when we come in back into the office Monday morning, maybe 30-40% contained, maybe 50. They're going to get some work done this weekend on that fire.
I think you're right. Right now it's at 30%, so I wouldn't be. So here's something as well. Yesterday it was at 43%, back to 30 today. Okay. I would not be surprised to see it back where it was at about 43. Because this is what happened last week. We had Thursday and Friday where the wind kind of died back a little bit like it's going to over the weekend. And even with some of the heat, they were able to fight the flames a little bit, get it to 43%. Wind came back. Fire grows, containment goes down. So I think it's going to be that same, you know, give and take pattern. But the thing that stinks is that, like, they only have so long before the wind rolls back around and they can only do so much. And the thing that's also very tough is, you know, for the human condition, like literally speaking about your body, for these firefighters wearing 60 pounds of gear fighting wildland fires
in the heat,
I mean, it makes it harder on them to do their own jobs and it makes it so dangerous too. So, you know, you want to think positively, and I think you're absolutely right. I think they'll get some serious work done with the winds pulling back a little bit. But at the same time, I think that they're going to be working, you know, ridiculously hard to try to contain this thing.
The winds are going to increase next week, too.
Yeah.
Not as much as this week because the jet stream's not as far south. It's a lot farther north. Mm-hmm. And I think as we move forward, these wind events that we've been seeing will get less and less just because climatologically the jet stream's going to lift north. It always does as we go through the summer. So, but it's going to come far enough south there will be some wind. We had more than some wind yesterday. This was no question. This was a derecho. I don't know who the governing body is to declare it, but I mean, it was a derecho.
By the definition of
it was because a derecho, you need a continuous or nearly continuous path of damaging wind gusts for 240 miles, damaging of at least 58 miles per hour.
Right, that's
I mean,
severe
you
winds.
And I kind of did the distance in our, you know, ballpark. Yeah. It was over 400 miles.
Right.
And it looked very, and I mean, I didn't look through every single wind report, but I have no doubt that this is going to be characterized that. We had wind gusts up over 100 miles per hour in South Dakota. You don't get 100 mile per hour wind gusts, or let's say the number of severe wind gusts that we saw yesterday, that's 75 or greater, mm-hmm. without getting a derecho. You just can't. There was 55 reports.
Yeah.
So this was a derecho, no question about it. That front now, the upper level low that produced that, it was negatively tilted. We talked about mm-hmm. that as well. In fact, we issued the high warning, the high threat for damaging winds back on Tuesday in that area. So that upper low is leaving. There will be some thunderstorms that we're tracking today, but the threat is going to be minimal. The threat will push into the Midwest or in the Ohio Valley. Even in the parts of the Northeast, there's going to be thunderstorms. Minimal threat. The next threat for any severe weather will be across the Mid-South on Sunday as another system comes south and east. We look in the next week. We already talked about one thing, the fires.
Yeah, fires are going to be a problem again,
yeah,
I think.
I don't think the wind is going to be as damaging as what we had this week, but
still bad enough.
It's still going to be bad enough. A couple other big stories. Frontal boundary is going to be pressing into the central U.S. There's going to be rounds of thunderstorms next mm-hmm. week. I think it gets hot mid to late week. Mm-hmm. Then the front arrives late week with showers and thunderstorms, and it cools down. Northeast, little cool start to the week.
Kind of a back and forth.
Cooler, yeah,
Northeast.
Back and forth.
So,
right.
I mean, yesterday, today, tomorrow, pretty darn warm, especially, I mean.
And humid. You
and
feel
ugh,
that. Yeah.
Yeah, air you can wear, right?
Yeah.
Ugh, nah, not a fan. But, you know, that's what you're getting in the Northeast. But you're also getting the showers and storms. We have our coastal low retrograding, and then we have our front moving to the east. So that combination bringing the heat and then bringing the showers and storms. But after the front passes, you get some of the cool down. You drop, I mean, oh, what was I looking at yesterday? Syracuse is going from, like, forgive me, this is a ballpark just because my memory is only so good, I believe it's like 84 to 76.
Yeah.
You know, so that's kind of the,
it's still warm, but it's
not
like it
downright
is.
Hot. But then next week, like you just said,
out
we get
that front,
warm up again.
It's going to get hot
yeah.
late in the week. The other big story, I think it's a 50-50 shot. We have a developing tropical system in the Northwest Caribbean at some point a week from now.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be something in there. The reason being, you're going to get a trough, and it's a piece of the trough that's coming into the southeast. We'll get a little farther south. It'll get stuck down there. It'll start pulling tropical moisture northward. You'll get what we call a gyre forming. That is a broad counterclockwise circulation or a broad area of low pressure in the Caribbean, beginning by the middle part of next week, and then slowly but surely something's going to develop in that area. I think I have no idea where it's going because I don't know where it's going to develop. It
right.
depends where it develops. But I think that's an area to watch. I think a week from now, you and I will be talking about that, about something that's we're expecting to organize mm-hmm. in the next 24 hours. We'll be saying that.
Yeah.
This time next week. We should mark that down on the whiteboard.
Is this going to be one of those, Bernie was right, one of those?
Not yet. You never spike and taunt until after the weather event's over. Then you do it.
But yeah, great.
You never do it. You get the weather will punish you.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have an old saying, you can never beat the weather, only tie it.
See, I'm not old, so I don't know that
no,
saying.
No, you just always have to get one in.
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
I'm so clever.
Yes. Yes, even if you say so yourself. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Everybody have a fantastic weekend. Christina and I will be back with you on Monday. We'll be talking Monday about more storms, more fire, and perhaps the first organizing tropical system of the year. Again, that may start to get underway this time next week.
Remember to stay on top of these conditions with the AccuWeather app. And if you want hyper-local alerts down to your neighborhood or street address, upgrade to Premium Plus to unlock AccuWeather alerts. Enhance your safety today with Premium Plus.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.